This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to a sort of pull-out edition of Sunday Supplement this week. With me on the line from Edinburgh is Izzy Lawrence. Hello, Izzy.
Hello! It's very Scottish up here, Simon. It's very Scottish. All the money looks like toy money.
Yeah.
All the people look like toy people.
And you sound like you're far away.
I do. I didn't bring my big microphone up with me, so you're going to have to put up with my robotic voice. I'm past Android this week, so...
As in data or as in the telephone operating system?
What, as in Alexandra Graham Bell? Is that Alexandra? I don't think he was called Alexandra. I think that's a city, an ancient city of commerce.
They're also a company that makes workwear. Neither of those, no. It's the operating system that's in the Google HTC phones.
Well, you can hear me better than I can, so which am I, Simon? Am I an Android or am I a weird reference that only you understand?
I think you are actually a weird thing that only I understand, yeah.
I think that's quite a good description of me.
I had a dream the other night that I was in an episode of The Wire.
Were you a drug dealer? Were you a cop? Or were you Bubbles?
I was none of those. I was the son of Prop Joe. But... And here's the thing. Prop Joe wasn't Prop Joe. Prop Joe was the judge out of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The dad.
Okay.
And
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, and there was a lot of school buses. That was it, as much as I remember.
Excellent. Well... What paper did you get this week, Simon?
I didn't get a paper. What paper did you get?
I didn't get a paper.
Oh. that's the fundamental thing we need to do this podcast, and we've both forgotten
Sunday it. Sunday supplement, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm sure we'll muddle through somehow.
Yeah. So why aren't you up in Edinburgh this year seeing shows and getting flyered?
Because I think I would rather chop my testicles off with a rusty pair of scissors.
Which is what you did, isn't it?
Yeah, which is why I'm not there.
Excellent. So how's the hospital?
They won't let me out.
Okay.
What?
You're being silly. Do you want to play a game of article or farcical?
No. We haven't got any papers, so how can we?
Well, we can do it with fringe shows. So there are a lot of... pretty much anybody who wants any attention comes to the Edinburgh Festival and puts on a show. And what I could do... is make up a show and then see if you notice which one I made up amongst the list of actual fringe shows. Do you want to play?
Yeah, all right. I mean,
what?
I was about to make a comment about attention seeking and then I realised that podcasting isn't attention seeking in any way whatsoever.
No, but it's not. It's not the same thing. I mean, you know, no. You might stumble upon us.
No, we never kind of implore people to watch us. Watch us? No, don't. It's not a vodcast. All right, let's play this game for want of nothing better to do.
Okay, so it's not really article or farcicals. Which are shows and which are no shows, Simon?
It's fringe or...
flange.
Fringe or flange, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so is this fringe or is it flange? Jane Austen's Guide to Pornography.
Okay.
Hitler and the Space Vixens.
That is a show I think I'd want to see.
Foot Washing for the Soul. Which is an amazing show. The Arches at St. Stephen's presents Adrian Howells, who will do a one-man show with one audience member washing your feet for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then I might do two at the end, if that's all right.
I'm going to do five.
Yeah, yeah, because wow. Otherwise it's a bit easy, because I think you could easily tell. First we've got Bollocks. That's by a theatre company called Cellador. And then we've got Fucked, which is by the Tam Jam Theatre Company. So we've got Jane Austen's Guide to Pornography, Hitler and the Space Vixens, Foot Washing for the Soul, Bollocks or Fucked. Which one is fringe, which one's a flange?
Right, Jane Austen pornography thing. I'm pretty sure that's been on up there before. Hitler and Space Vixens sounds like a 1960s Vincent Price film.
Yeah, like Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine.
Dr. Goldfoot. And the Bikini Machine.
Yeah, it was sung by the Supremes, that. It wasn't quite in that voice.
It was not sung by the Supremes.
It was.
Bollocks.
Yeah, it was.
The Supremes would have had nothing to do with Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine.
There once was a man with a machine, Dr. Goldfoot and his Bikini Machine. He's really quite mad. In fact, he's obscene, Dr. Goldfish and his bikini machine. He'd push a button and just like nothing, a girl would appear, I mean right here, the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world, and she'd behave just like a slave. Woo!
Yeah, so I think that was a better film than Hitler and the Space Vixens. But I think
Hitler and the Space Vixens is a film. I think it's a theatre production.
Okay. Foot Washing for Soul, you gave me far too much detail about that.
Foot Washing for the Soul, which is just an amazing exercise. Just one guy washes up his feet.
Have you had your feet washed?
No.
Did you feel like the Messiah?
No. Oh. I always feel like the Messiah, but, you know, I'm a bit horny. That's my trouble.
Well, then you'd feel like the devil, surely.
Yeah.
I made a horny pun.
I made a having sex with Jesus joke.
Well, it would be a bit of a joke having sex with Jesus.
Yeah, because he would be very pious.
Well, no, I was thinking more along the lines it would be an automatic menage a quatre.
No, it wouldn't be an automatic menage a quatre because, you know, Jesus doesn't exist. You're just having a wank.
Yeah, who hasn't got four cocks?
Well, let's do a list of people who don't have four cocks.
We could be here a while. Let's instead carry on playing this game. Bollocks or f***ed.
Joanna Lumley. Hugh Davis.
Who?
I don't know. There must be a Hugh Davis somewhere.
Okay.
Guaranteed he doesn't have four cocks, though.
Take that. They have.
That's true. Take that. That's a different list, Simon. That's people with four cocks.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, the Beatles.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there are people with four cocks.
There must be a chicken farm or something.
True, but you only need one. Just one really randy cock.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stop crowing on.
Oh, God.
Still bollocks, which is it?
There's going to be a lot of beeping in this bit, isn't there?
There is. It's basically beeped or beeped.
Well, I might not beep beep, but I might beep beep.
Okay.
So it's bollocks or f***ed. I think it's one of those two, but Celador, that's a production company, so it's possible that they're putting that on. So I'm torn between f***ed and Foot Washing for the Soul. There's a Tarantino joke there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, there is, because Tarantino always likes feet.
Oh, he's obsessed. Especially Uma Thurman's feet.
Anyway, come on, Simon. Quickly.
Right, I'm going to say f***ed is Flange.
And all the rest are Fringe.
All the rest are Fringe.
Simon, would it surprise you to learn
that
you got it wrong?
Aww!
F***ed is a show. So is Bollocks'd, which is done by Celador. Foot Washing for the Soul is a show.
Oh, okay.
So it leaves us between Jane Austen's Guide to Pornography and Hitler and the Space Vixens. And it is...
Space Vixens, isn't it?
Yep. Vixens I made up. But that is the show I'd most like to see.
I'd quite like to go see that show. We should put it on next year.
Mainly because I just imagine Space Vixens as literally just being female foxes from space just bothering Hitler while he tries to do stuff at a desk.
On their hind legs, like... humans?
No, not necessarily, just eating chickens.
Why would Hitler have chickens? He's a vegetarian.
That is true. Ooh. For the eggs. He might not be vegan.
I think he was a vegan.
Is he a vegan?
He
never
cunt.
Had a glass of milk. He was a cunt.
Right.
Well, children, we've agreed that this week Hitler was a cunt.
That's what you've learned from the little pull-out special of Sunday Supplement this week. What could one do if one was in Edinburgh at about 2:45, perhaps?
Well, if you were free at 2:45, you might want to go to Espionage.
Oh, what's on at Espionage?
Well, there's this very lovely show starring Izzy Lawrence called Massive Tax.
Not interested,
though. It's utterly free. Been Time Out recommended, London Light comedy pick.
And our very own Izzy Lawrence was in The Times last week.
Page 4, thank you.
Yeah.
And quoted in it as well. Very nice.
If you were in a supplement, that would have made you a supplement in the Sunday Supplement.
Wow.
But you weren't.
It's on 2:45 at Espionage. Get there a bit early to get yourself a seat.
Because you're like selling out, aren't you?
Yeah, the show's been going really well. Which, considering it's free, selling out isn't that big a deal.
All right, there's standing room only, and then it's not even that sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes there isn't even, like, literally people packed in there like a fire hazard. And also, if you listen to this and you come to my show, tell me about it at my show and I'll mention you on the next pull-out. How about that?
Or mention the podcast upon entry and it'll be
free. Get in
free,
yeah. Or don't. Still be free.
Damn it. So we'll see you next week for a short version, and then the week after that we'll be back for a full-on, full-blown, massive, Die Hard 4-esque summer blockbuster sequel extravaganza. It won't. They'll just be us jabbering. Bye-bye!
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. Yippee-ki-yay.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.